Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got one of the best lawyers in the country on the phone. He's going to hang for a minute. I got to play this sound first. This is... and I know Tom can relate to this because he's listening. And he hears this all day long. So this is what we hear all day long, all across America, from folks who have now appointed themselves to be doctors and have doctorates in maskology. This is North Allegheny professor, no. North Allegheny doctor, no. North Allegheny doctorate, no. North Allegheny angry mob mom, Dana Gibson, about masks and the efficacy of a mask. Listen.
It is unhealthy. There's no proven science that masks work. And what they do is inhibit learning for our children.
Go, Dana. Go, mom. One more time, please.
It is unhealthy. There's no proven science that masks work. And what they do is inhibit learning for our children.
Oh, man. This is as good as it gets, brah. Before I grab Tom, while I was sitting at my desk, I pulled up studies from the Mayo Clinic, bums, the CDC, ignorance, the WHO, malcontents, UPMC, slow learners, low IQ, Allegheny Health Network, unqualified. None of these, all of these organizations embrace and back up the efficacy of masks with science. The Mayo Clinic, the CDC, the World Health Organization, UPMC, Allegheny Health Network, and on and on and on. But there's Dana. Play it one more time just to please the crowd.
It is unhealthy. There's no proven science that masks work. And what they do is inhibit learning for our children.
My kids are all high honors. They wore masks for a year and a half. I don't know, man. It tires me out. I am so tired of this. You know who else is tired of it? But he fights the good fight. Sure does. Attorney Tom King. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Marty. I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
What do you think of Dana?
Well, I haven't gotten involved in any way in attacking the science of this.
That's right.
I'm a lawyer, and so I've been asked for an opinion as to whether or not the school code authorizes school districts to make this decision, and also as to whether there's any state law that says that school districts can make this decision, and who can make the decision. And I think that's what's up in the air. As to the science of it, I leave that to the people like the Mayo Clinic and the CDC and other people who are qualified to do that. I have a doctorate, but it's in law,
right on.
Not in medicine.
All right, so let's jump into it. We've gone back and forth on this. Tom is a friend and really highly regarded. He's a conservative and fights the good fight. Hey, Tom, tell me right now that you believe that school districts don't have the legal authority to mandate masks. Is that accurate, sir?
That's the opinion that I've given to the Butler Area School District, because I've examined the school code of Pennsylvania school code of 1949, Marty, that And for all these years, and I was a school student during all those years,
right.
There is nothing contained in the school code of 1949, in my opinion. Other people have different opinions. But there's nothing contained in that school code that says that school districts and school boards have the authority to make these sort of medical decisions and or to force kids to wear something in the context of the school code. And I think that, you know, if other people want to weigh in, they, you know, I'm all for local decisions and local control of school districts. And I've been an advocate of that almost my entire adult life.
Right.
But you can only do those things. We have a rule called Dillon's Rule that says municipal corporations like school districts can only do those things that the legislature says they can do. They can't do things that aren't provided for. It's not one of these things where, well, if it doesn't say you can't, then you can. That's not the law.
So, Tom, hold on. So I don't want to run out of time with you. So am I arguing with you that you're saying that the 30 school districts in Allegheny County that have a mask mandate are breaking state law, violating state code, sir?
No, I wouldn't go. I can't say that, Marty, because they've obviously consulted with their solicitors. They have lawyers.
You just told me that state law doesn't allow Butler to do it. Why would Butler be any different than Mount Lebanon?
Well, it is a little different, Marty. But for example, if the Allegheny County Health Department were to come out and say there's a mask mandate, you have a county health department in Allegheny County that we don't have in Butler. Only 9 counties in Pennsylvania have health departments,
right,
by the way.
That's right.
So if your health department or if the Secretary of Health came out, and that's where I think the power lies, with the Secretary of Health or the health departments, if they mandate kids to wear masks in schools, then the schools are bound, they're duty-bound to follow those regulations. I don't understand for the life of me why the governor hasn't had his health secretary, if he feels so strongly about it, why he hasn't had his health secretary mandate masks in school.
Hold on. I got to stop him there. I got to stop you because you're absolutely 100% just hit the ball out of the park. You know why, Tom? The governor's playing games. Here's what he's doing. He's trying to shame Republicans into ordering a mask mandate, passing state legislation, rather than just going to someone who works for him and saying, mandate masks. Is that not correct, sir?
Marty, I would say that is correct. And the reason it's correct is because the governor has said, and I will tell you that we argued this in court a couple weeks ago, right, in the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. He has said publicly that although the voters of Pennsylvania reined him in on these constitutional amendments, and he may not have this power, he has publicly said that the constitutional amendments did nothing with regard to his Secretary of Health.
So hold on.
Health has powers.
So why won't he pull the trigger? Why won't he do it? Why won't he call it right now?
He obviously wants to make a point by trying to call in the Republican House and the Republican Senate. He wants to make a point.
Okay, but hold on.
But hold on.
In the process of making a point, I could argue that kids are being jeopardized and public safety is being jeopardized for his political gain. Would that not be a fair argument if he believes in the efficacy of masks?
That would be a fair argument, but those questions ought to go to the governor,
right,
and they ought to go to the attorney general. What's the efficacy of this? What's the requirement? Who has the power to do this? And so instead of making 475 school districts in Pennsylvania make these decisions, you got people on there that are very, very dedicated to their schools. But for the most part, those people are not medical doctors.
Right.
They're not scientists,
right,
any more than I am.
Right.
And so you're asking those people to make decisions that are better made, in my opinion, at the level where the law provides for them to be made. The Secretary of Health still has great powers in Pennsylvania. So I think these questions ought to go to the Secretary of Health, the governor, and the attorney general. Let them say who it is that has the power to do this.
As I read the code,
I gave an opinion that I was asked to give to the Butler Area School District. That's the only place that opinion legally applies. And it's not I don't have the right to overcome a school board. if a majority of our board members at Butler felt otherwise and didn't like my opinion, they're free to do what they want to do.
All right, ma'am.
The fact is the majority of our school board members in Butler do not support the universal masking requirements. So
Tom King, you're the best. There's a reason they call you King. You put it right where it needs to be, in the governor's lap. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
My man. He's right. He's right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.